love life like I just don't care.
But thank you, Corey Cardinal, for that Papa's Pilar. The dark rum, baby. That's how I like everything dark.
Get up, throw your hands in the air.
Shut up, Smike.
No fear. Get up if y'all really care. Need 20 years. Now get up.
Like, I don't need you and your sarcastic laughter overriding statements that I make on this here
keeping it real.
I know I'm keeping it real, but thank you. Spike, how much Lysol do you go through at the start of each show?
Man, it's got to be the cleanest studio in the studios of studios.
But you know they have to pay for those cans of Lysol, right?
Who has to pay for it?
They.
Okay. If I had to pay for it, then it'd probably be minimum amount.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you spraying it like it's free.
It's
not free. It's not free, Spike.
Okay. Touche, fauche. Question.
What's that?
How many cups of coffee do you go through when you come through this
No
month?
Coffee. I drink tea. I don't drink coffee.
Okay.
Green tea.
How many times do you get tea when you come here?
One time a
Every
night.
Time you come here, don't you?
One time a night. Okay. One time a night.
It's not free. They have to pay for that.
Sure. I factor that into my non-salary, though.
Oh, okay. So let me do this. Wipes into my non-salary. See, it's an answer for everything.
Okay, Spike, yes, the correlation would be if I had 5 cups of green tea a night. You spraying that
Lysol. I'm not spraying, I'm wiping.
Whatever. You're wiping, you're spraying, you know. Lysol costs money, man.
Hold on a second. Okay, how about this one? You claim that you're keeping the friendly skies safe. You think you're a federal lottery,
right? No, I am a federal officer, sir. Okay. I am a federal officer. I have a badge. I'm a federal officer with the federal government.
Okay. I am keeping this studio clean by wiping down all the equipment, most of the equipment that's going to be used, let's say, if a guest comes.
I understand that, Spike. But all
so I'm keeping them safe and you safe.
Have you ever heard the saying, a little spritz will do, a little dab will do you? Just dab it, Spike. All you got to do is dab it. Yeah, you spraying it like I spray a roach. And I think you know what I'm saying, and that's why you're laughing. Because I'll empty a half a can on one roach.
Well, when you have a guest in here, they will greatly appreciate that I'm doing in this
there
moment.
There you go. All right. There you go with that. Mm-hmm. I get the Hazel reference. There's a whole lot of people that don't, but I get it, Spike. I ain't mad at you.
Keeping the cheap seats, as you like to say.
Yes, you are correct about that. Spike, how you sticking?
Mo, this is going to be anyway, I'm stuck wondering if Lakeland done found out and they don't like me no more. Here's a scenario.
I hope the government. I hope they on your ass. I hope they getting your money. By the way, we need to have a conversation with contractors. Yeah. All right, I ain't saying nothing, but we need to say some things.
Well, no, this is an easy one here.
All right,
I've been to the Burger King in Lakeland.
Okay,
pull up in the drive-thru. We don't have any more meat in Lakeland. The Burger King.
Right.
No more hamburger meat. All we got is fish and chicken.
What time was this?
They were open.
You know what, Spike? I'll allow that. Really? Okay? You know what? I can't come back on that.
Really?
If you're Burger King, if it's in the title and you're open, you need to have burger meat.
And this is the second time. Now, I can't say whether they just recognized that black truck and that Jeep pulling up in there.
So right. What you're saying is they're telling you they don't have hamburger meat, and right. Then the next person behind you ordered 5 Whopper Juniors or double Whoppers, and they got them all.
Really. And the other thing is, yesterday, I pulled in one of my favorite barbecue joints up there.
Right.
I sit down, I said, hey, and they might be knowing me now. I got him a white can and a brisk sandwich.
Right. A what sandwich?
A chopped barbecue brisks. Anyway, it's okay, pull pork.
I'm sorry. How many sandwiches you ordered? Let me get a white can and a brisk sandwich. Excuse me, sir. How many would that be? Is that 8? 9? How many did you say?
This is what she came back. She said, this is the last white can we have until Thursday. I'm like, wait a minute. This is the second time that has happened.
Well, I'll tell you this. The supply chain issues are real. You know, I don't.
Holler at me. What's that girl named? Drew and John.
There's no excuse for Burger King to be open and not have hamburger meat. There's just no excuse for that.
Exactly.
I think you and I have talked about the fact that I've went through, I think it was KFC one time, and they didn't have any chicken left. And I was like, they didn't have the original recipe.
Yeah, it's in the title. Come on.
Yeah, come on, man. You know, what do people order when they come through here primarily? You ain't got that.
Nobody ordering hot dogs.
You've been here 25 years. You don't know what the numbers are. I mean, come on, man.
So I started to feel like.
Well, what did you wait? First, what did you say?
I said I'm starting to feel like that guy in Truman.
Right.
I'm thinking Lakeland has found me out or something.
But why put it on you? Why not go? So wait, you're Burger King and you are out of hamburger meat. How does that happen, sir? I would have needed an answer to that question. I would go, how are you out of hamburgers? You're a hamburger restaurant. How are you out of hamburgers?
Okay, so let's role play. You pull up to the window, ask me that, and I'm a 20-year-old guy working drive-thru.
Okay. Yeah, let me get a double whopper with cheese, hold the onions.
We don't have any meat. All we got is chicken and fish.
What do you mean you don't have any meat?
Hold on a second. I'll be right back. Come back. Yeah, I checked again. We don't have nothing but hamburgers and meat. I mean, nothing but fish and chicken.
But you're Burger King. How do you not have any meat?
Hey, dog, I just work here.
I know. That's why I'm asking you. How do you not have hamburgers at your hamburger restaurant?
Maybe the truck didn't come.
Does that seem odd
to
you?
What the guy is saying. Maybe the truck didn't come.
That's what the guy said?
Yeah. Maybe the truck didn't come.
Well, why wouldn't the truck come?
Maybe
y'all didn't have a back supply. Y'all work it up to the last. Y'all cook it up to the last burger. Then put in an
order.
Sir,
you want a super fish or?
Nah, I wanted a hamburger. I came up to Burger King to get a burger. So I need to know why I can't get a burger.
We out.
Don't worry about the people behind me because they want burgers too.
They honking too. Yeah.
So, I'm asking the questions so that you can figure out how to answer it for the 20 cars behind me that came to Burger King because they want a burger.
Can I get my manager?
Go get the manager.
All right, I'll be right back.
Okay.
Hi, I'm the manager at Burger King. How can I help you?
I just want to know how you are a Burger King and you don't have any hamburgers.
Well, see, so what happened is, sir, we ordered, but there was a back order and the truck got lost in Lakeland.
So you guys only order when you're almost out?
You want to have it your way?
My way is having a burger. Yeah, I'll have my way.
We have fish.
Okay, let me figure. Let me. But you ain't called Fish King. You called Burger King. let me put an end to this real quick. I'm going to need a coupon for 5 free burgers because that's what I was going to order, and you have wasted my time. Give me a coupon for 5 free burgers, and I'll come back around when you got meat in a place that has meat in the title.
Well, sir, I can't do that.
Well, then
you got to call corporate.
Well, I'm going to sit here and call corporate. There's a whole lot of cars behind me. Yeah. You want me to sit here and call corporate, or you want to give me a coupon for 5 free Whoppers? How we going to play this, bruh? Let's do it. See, Mike, that's how you do it. Hey, you're on the Cat Day Mo Show. What's up?
Hey, Mo, how are you?
I'm burgerless.
I'm at Burger King.
I'm craving a burger. What's going on?
I know. And
hold on. You got to hold on. Hold on. Slow down. You got to take us off speaker because there's a lot of noise in the background, and I want to hear what you have to say.
How's that?
That's better. Okay, that's better.
Okay. So I'm sorry. I'm the manager at Burger King, and I will totally make sure that we have a stock of burgers for you. But I cannot promise the expiration date. Now, if you want freshness, there might be a time or two.
Mr. Manager, I'm gonna stop you there. Make me up 5 of those expired Whoppers right now, or give me a coupon. Exactly. Hey,
freshness.
Hey,
say that.
Yeah, just they flame broiled. You'll flame out any of the nastiness around. Don't try and play a player.
Slick a can of oil.
Yeah, was that Spike?
You can't slick a can of oil.
Can't slick a can of oil, manager, Mr. Manager. Hey, what's your name?
Hey, what's going on? It's Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, I know why that store over there in Lakeland ain't got no burgers.
Go ahead.
They told me their grill caught on fire, man. The grill caught on fire, and that's the reason why they don't sell no beef, because they cook the beef on the grill. They got fish, and they got chicken because they go in the fryer. You know what I mean?
Okay, so
I hear you.
So then what the response should have been, the Spike, is not we don't have any meat, is that our grill is down.
Broke.
Correct?
Yeah, I hear you.
There you go. Just be honest with me. Now, you tell me the grill is down, I'm going to go, all right.
For how long?
See ya. No, I'm not. No. If the grill's down, I'm good.
You accept
but
that.
Yes, because that makes sense. But what doesn't make sense is you telling me that you are a Burger King, burger is in the title, and you don't have any hamburgers. Yeah, come on, man.
And it's pre-made. It ain't like y'all grind the beef.
Well, yeah. They're pre-made. Patties. Yeah, they're bad patties. I know this because I had a 2 to 3 year tenure at Burger King. Yeah, I know.
Eating
there? I worked. I was making the Whoppers. Mm. Let me tell you something. You didn't see a prettier Whopper than my shift Whopper. Oh. You thought I was going somewhere?
I was like, wow, that took pride in his work.
No. I mean, listen, I made them to the best of my ability, but I handcrafted that burger I was going to eat on my shift meal.
God.
That bitch looked like it belonged in an advert.
Advertisement, huh?
I was loving every minute of it, too. The onion ring, Spike, woo-wee. Forget about it. Golden brown all the way around. Hey, what's your name?
It's Mike. What about them chicken fingers?
You know what? Let me tell you something. I think a lot of people sleep on those. Those chicken fries is what Burger King calls them. Those chicken fries are legit. They are absolutely legit.
But hey, about that, what that last caller just said, you know Burger King don't use grills, right?
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, he was long. Well,
they use the flame boil conveyor belt system.
Maybe he was just calling it a grill when he meant the flame boil.
I still don't believe that, though.
Oh, he don't know what he's talking about.
That's
of course
why
not.
He ain't burn up.
All right, yeah, how you burn up a flame broil grill?
His purpose is to get flamed
up. Hey, y'all, stop making excuses for Burger King, and let's just all admit that Burger King dropped the ball. They dropped the burger.
Twice.
So it was twice they didn't have me?
Yes.
Okay, come on
See,
now.
That's what I'm thinking is me.
No, Spike. I don't think it's you. Hey, what's up? What's your name?
Hey, this is Jesse.
Hey, Jesse. What's up, buddy?
Hey, you talking about that Burger King on 98?
Yes.
You take a ride off the interstate?
Correct.
3 months ago, their grill was down.
So they've got a history of issues, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I went through there 3 months ago, and they didn't have burgers because their grill was down.
Yeah. So that they told you the grill was down because the guy just told me we don't have no meat.
Yeah, that was 3 months ago that they told me that.
Yeah. Mm. Where's this Burger King at?
Once you get off the interstate, on exit 28, it's right there. Go down past the...
It's right across the street from Guitar Center.
Okay, yeah. Y'all, hey, listen, if anybody's listening from that Burger King, get y'all ish together, all right? It's in the title, Burger King, you know.
I thought it was right there.
Kathleen. All right. Hey, let me ask you something. Did you order something else, or did you go somewhere else?
I went somewhere else. There's a McDonald's right across the way.
There you go. That's why McDonald's number one. Appreciate you, sir. Thank you for listening. Always appreciate you. I will say this. I love a Big Mac. I love a Big Mac. I don't care who you are as far as a fast food company. You're never going to best McDonald's French fries. Oh, McDonald's man. French fries are a lot. There are a lot of other good French fries. Burger King is not one of them. Burger King's weakness has always been their French fries. And they've gone through many different variations, but they've never gotten it right. If you're going to go up against McDonald's French fries, offer a French fry that's really different. Like offer what Arby's does, which is that crinkle cut, or what Chick-fil-A does, mm-hmm. which is the waffle fry, which right. I'm not a big fan of the waffle fry.
I dig those, and I used to go there.
They don't retain heat a lot. I don't know. They just always end up being soggy to me. But Arby's crinkle cut fries, they're legit. They're 100% legit. Taco Bell's nachos fries, but they're crisp. They're still crisp. They can be a little bit lukewarm, but they're still crisp.
When Dr. D comes in, he brings a lot of fries, and sometimes they do get a little
cold. Well, no, those are the Arby's. What is the word? The
curly circle, fries.
Curly fries. Yeah, the curly fries. Yeah, can be soggy. The crinkle cut fries, they may be not exactly hot, but they are never really soggy to me. But I love McDonald's. I love McDonald's. But I will be a
Burger King.
I will be a Burger King's Whopper.
The staple is the flame broiling the meat.
absolutely makes a great taste. And I will stand by this assertion that the original Burger King chicken sandwich, the oblong submarine looking mother effer, that's the best chicken sandwich out there. I will stand by that assertation. Hey, turn your radio down. Turn your radio down.
Standing wrong on that one.
All right, radio's down.
All right, what's your name, my friend?
My name is Jeff.
Go ahead, Jeff.
My son actually works for that Burger King on 98.
Talk to me, Jeff.
Now, the last time, it was more like 4 months ago.
4 months? Right.
4 months. More like 4 months ago, the gas grill went down. There was something to do with the gas tubing, and parts had to be ordered. They were actually down for 2 days. Believe it or not, Burger King, the owner, does not like being down without
burgers. Listen, I understand that. And a piece of equipment going down, that's perfectly believable and understandable. Yeah, understandable.
And the last time, it was the cooler, the meat cooler. It has to stay at 42 degrees.
Right.
And during the evening, it went down, but the fans didn't shut off because of the Freon. It was the Freon, right? Yeah, there was a leak in the Freon tubing, which is apparently bendable, and somebody must have hit it. The Freon slowly leaked out. It went down overnight, and by the time the first shift came in, the meat was almost at room temperature. The owner was called, and he said, absolutely do not serve that meat. FDA will not allow us to serve.
As well he should have. Okay.
So it's not meat.
Yeah. Right.
It has to be thawed and cooked, you know, within a certain amount of time. They didn't know how long it had been room temperature for. So lost about $5,000 in meat.
That ain't good.
That's all? So,
but what they should have said to Spike is, they should have said, our meat coolers went down and we don't have any meat. To go, we don't have any meat. That's given. You know what I'm saying?
What you just explained
to me, I would have said,
died laughing when you said that. Uh-huh. My son was on the ground rolling around. Stuff happens. It's an older Burger King, and it needs to be upgraded.
Yeah.
And the owner, I mean, obviously owners, they don't want to spend money when they don't have to. So if everything is working, they fix it as it breaks.
But now, and you sound like an intelligent man. You understand that. If you don't spend the money properly, if Spike has two bad experiences at that restaurant, now he's obviously not the only person that went to that restaurant that day. There are going to be there are people that are going to just say, "I want a burger." Oh, I'm not going to that. They're not going to have what they're not going to have what I want. Hold on. Let me tell you this. There is a Taco Bell KFC mix on Ehrlich Road that I pass every night going to my home. I no longer buy tacos there because the employees don't care. I go to the one on North Del Mabry, which is out of my way because they make the product properly. So people will not go to a place if they continually have bad experiences there.
You are correct, sir. You are correct. And there, I have a very similar experience. That's why I wanted to see why you wouldn't go to that Taco Bell. There is a Taco Bell that is on Brewsby Downs and 75, close to 75.
Right.
I will not stop, even if I am dying of hunger and I want a taco, because I'll...
You didn't say the F word, did you?
No, freaking.
So you said it takes 15 minutes to get a freaking taco, and you're absolutely right. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
I will never go to that Taco Bell again.
So what I'm saying is, if that Burger King is continually having equipment breakdown, it would be, to me, incumbent upon the franchisee owner or the owner to say, let me just put some equipment in here so that I'm not pissing off customers every 2 months or so.
I understand that, but it's not due to due diligence. He does have everything. I mean, my son tells me all the time, you know, hey, we're had to work around these workers today because they're in there doing service. And, you know, he does his due diligence.
Right,
he has everything maintained, but you can never predict a breakdown. It happens. You know, and the money that you spend on maintenance, you expect everything to be maintained, but there's going to be stuff that happens.
Right, yeah, listen, absolutely. So. What's your son's name, sir?
Scott.
Can Scott promise Spike a free Whopper?
Five of them.
Five free Whoppers if he decides to go back and patronize that said Burger
Can
King.
You promise him a free Whopper if he goes back?
Does he work Saturday?
No, he's off on Saturday.
All right.
You said he will promise Spike a free Whopper every week, every single week.
Not
if
week.
He fights fake Spike at the punch out.
I don't think they're going to have
it. Go, gentlemen.
All right, thank you.
I
appreciate you right there. Hey, what's going on, Cat Day Mo Show?
Hey, how's it going?
Going well. How about you?
It's my weekly call into the 102.5. It's Finn. How's it going?
Hey, Finn.
I talked to you low the way.
Yeah. What's going on with you, Finn?
I think you're looking for somebody to give you a remedy instead of excuses. Meaning when you asked for a coupon, it was a basic translation. Hey, give me a rain check for those burgers, man.
Yeah, I guess. Absolutely.
Right?
No.
Yeah.
We don't owe you that.
We need solutions now. We don't need more problems.
But I'm saying... The Burger King doesn't owe Cat Named Mo five Whoppers.
Well, first off, I'm not going to Lakeland for a Whopper.
This is an example.
Okay, what I would say is though, if the equipment is down and you want to keep the customers happy and coming back, I think if they order a burger and you cannot provide that burger, I mean, what's a burger cost them really? I think, hey, here's a rain check for a burger, come back around when everything's up. Wow. I think that's smart business. And I'm not looking for a handout for you. I'm just saying if there is a history of equipment failing, I think you would need to have some kind of backup system that keeps the customers happy. Because as I explained and as the caller explained, you go to a fast food spot. They're all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
The choices are innumerable. You're just going to say, I'm not effing with that spot anymore because it's never good.
That's the chance that they take.
Yeah. I think owners should always ask themselves in the morning whether they go into work. You know, sometimes owners are not on site because they're franchises. They should always ask themselves in the morning, are they in business and doing well in spite of themselves or because of themselves?
I'm not going to go on a diatribe. Let me throw this out too. I pull up to the drive-thru. When you go, welcome to Burger King, the next thing out of your mouth is, welcome to Burger King. Mm-hmm. Sorry to inform you that we do not have any burgers, but we do have this. And don't wait for somebody to order a Whopper then go, they did it right at the start. Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, they definitely did.
Well, they were very smart in that respect.
So they told him the grill was down?
No, they didn't.
They just said
we didn't have any meat.
All right, good luck, Spike, man.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, and if you get a free burger, I won't have
fun. But I'm saying it's not incumbent on Burger King to give me a coupon.
It's incumbent upon a...
They'll never stay open that way.
It's incumbent upon a business to treat their customers... Right.
I got that.
But go the extra mile.
But everybody in the line behind me gets a free coupon?
No, then shut down. This is what I do. Take one of them, because you ain't making Whoppers. Have Scott go outside and stand there and go, when people start pulling up, hey, we ain't got no burgers. We ain't got no burgers.
No, but then you're losing customers.
Or you give them a free chicken sandwich.
And now you're losing money.
But you're not losing money. You're retaining customers, Mike. It's short-term loss for long-term gain.
So, Mo, if I walk up there and I want a burger, but they don't have it and they give me a fish sandwich,
they
lost money.
Short-term loss for long-term gain because they retain you as a customer. Somebody does that for me, I'm coming back because I'm right.
Everybody in the line behind me get that.
Hey, man, or shut it down.
No, or just say, hey, how about something else? Just like those 7-Elevens sell lottery tickets just to get the business through the door. If you come to Burger King drive-in and say, and they say we have no meat, they're hoping I'll get a fish or a chicken.
Well, all right, but if it's in the title, Spike.
And that's why I went there.
The title.
Yes.
I think it's incumbent upon you to say, hey, we'll throw you a free fish sandwich.
They can't do everybody.
Thanks, by the way. Sure they can.
Okay.
Hey, what's up? Hello. Goodbye. Yeah. Oh, sorry. I didn't think you were there. We need to go to break anyway.
Yeah, you got to talk about a contract.
We'll talk about that.
What? I was watching someone. Go ahead.
Oh, all right. All right. Well, Burger King in Lakeland. Yeah,
we going to get sued.
How they going to sue me?
Remember how we did
Ricks on the River? No. What's that? Well, we didn't do nothing with Ricks on the River. How they going to sue me?
We said something, and now everybody calling me and saying, yeah, they suck.
Nobody said they suck. We were talking about correcting the problem. That's actually what this whole entire station does, Spike. They talk about things that happen in their lives and that happen in the city and the area in which they live, and how it's good, how it's sometimes problematic, and how when it's problematic, how it can be corrected. I'm still trying to figure out how I can correct you.
It's a cat named Mo on 102.5 The Bone. Now, a Bone traffic update from the Farrah and Farrah Personal Injury Attorneys Traffic Center.
Brought to you by